time to being cold cases. This is it. Detective Inspector Karen Piri barely raised her eyes from the file she was updating. How? Stands to reason. We're in the middle of the war on terror, and I've just watched my local MP taking possession of 10 Downing Street with his missus. He jumped up and crossed to the mini fridge perched on top of the filing cabinet. What would you rather be doing? Solving cold cases and getting good publicity for it? Or trying to make sure the Muzzers didn't blow a hole in the middle of our patch? You think Gordon Brown becoming Prime Minister makes Fife a target? Karen marked her place in the document with her index finger and gave Phil her full attention. It dawned on her that for too long she'd had her head too far in the past to weigh up present possibilities. Never bothered with Tony Blair's constituency when he was in charge. Very true. Phil peered into the fridge, deliberating between an iron brew and a Vimto. 34 years old, and still he couldn't wean himself off the soft drinks that had been treats in childhood.
But these guys call themselves Islamic jihadists, and Gordon's a son of the manse. I wouldn't want to be in the chief constable's shoes if they decide to make a point by blowing up his dad's old kirk.
He chose a Vimto. Karen shuddered.
I don't know how you can drink that stuff, she said. Have you never noticed it's an anagram of vomit?
Phil took a long pull on his way back to his desk.
It puts hairs in your chest, he said.
Better make it two cans, then. There was an edge of envy in Karen's voice. Phil seemed to live on sugary drinks and saturated fats, but he was still as compact and wiry as he'd been when they were rookies together. She just had to look at a fully leaded Coke to feel herself gaining inches. It definitely wasn't fair. Phil narrowed his dark eyes and curled his lip in a good-natured sneer.
Whatever. The silver lining is that maybe the boss can screw some more money out of the government if he can persuade them there's an increased threat.
Karen shook her head, on solid ground now.
You think that famous moral compass would let Gordon steer his way towards anything that looked that self-serving?
As she spoke, she reached for the phone that had just begun to ring. There were other, more junior officers in the big squad room that housed the cold case review team. But promotion hadn't altered Karen's ways. She'd never got out of the habit of answering any phone that rang in her vicinity.
CCRT, D.I. Piri speaking, she said absently,
still turning over what Phil had said, wondering if, deep down, he had a hankering to be where the live action was.
Dave Cruikshank on the front counter, Inspector. I've got somebody here. I think she needs to talk to you.
Cruikshank sounded unsure of himself. That was unusual enough to grab Karen's attention.
What's it about?
It's a missing person, he said.
Is it one of ours?
No, she wants to report a missing person.
Karen suppressed an irritated exhalation. Cruikshank really should know better by now. He'd been on the front desk long enough.
So she needs to talk to CID Dave. Well, yeah, normally that would be my first port of call, but see, this is a bit out of the usual run of things, which is why I thought it would be better to run it past you, see?
Oh, get to the point.
We're cold cases, Dave. We don't process fresh inquiries.
Karen rolled her eyes at Phil, smirking at her obvious frustration.
It's not exactly fresh, Inspector. This guy went missing 22 years ago.
Karen straightened up in her chair.
22 years ago? And they've only just got round to reporting it.
That's right. So does that make it cold, or what?
Technically, Karen knew Cruikshank should refer the woman to CID, but she'd always been a sucker for anything that made people shake their heads and bemuse disbelief. Long shots were what got her juices flowing. Following that instinct had brought her two promotions in 3 years, leapfrogging peers and making colleagues uneasy.
Send her up, Dave. I'll have a word with her.
She replaced the phone and pushed back from the desk.
Why the fuck would you wait 22 years to report a missing person?
She said more to herself than to Phil as she raided her desk for a fresh notebook and pen. Phil thrust his lips out like an expensive carp.
Maybe she's been out of the country. Maybe she only just came back and found out this person isn't where she thought they were.
And maybe she needs us so she can get a declaration of death.
Money, Phil. What it usually comes down to.
Karen's smile was wry. It seemed to hang in the air in her wake, as if she were the Cheshire Cat. She bustled out of the squad room and headed for the lift.